Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping, slowing down, and opening our hearts and our minds and our ears to God's Word. I pray that as you hear God's Word that's appointed for this day, that you would allow it to come into your life, allow it to speak to you, that it may continue to guide you, mold you, and lead you as you walk daily with Jesus. Now we pray, we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Beloved and sovereign God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you bring us into your kingdom of justice and mercy. By your Spirit, give us your wisdom, that we may treasure the life that comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now, the first reading that's appointed for this day comes from the book of 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. We hear of Solomon, who asked not for long life, but of wisdom. Hear this account. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness and righteousness and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Although I am only a child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people so numerous that they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, ability to discern between good and evil, for who can govern this great people of yours?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall rise after you." The word of the Lord. This reading is an account that marks the transition between David and Solomon. And the notion of where it happens at Gibeon is significant because if you recall, at this point, the temple hadn't been built. David wanted to build a temple, and God told David no, that he wouldn't build a temple, but rather God would build a temple or a dynasty for David. That somebody from somebody from the house of David would sit on the throne forever. That God would bless David and his descendants. And so Solomon, being one of David's son, becomes king. And Gibeon was the place where was the high holy place where some worship had taken place. So it's giving credibility to this transition from David to Solomon. And we get to this dream. God comes to Solomon and asks Solomon, "Ask me what is it that you want." Kind of says to him, "Okay, you're going to be the ruler of the people. What is it? What is it that you desire? What is it that you want?" And Solomon goes through and recounts how God was good to his father David and now is there. And he does something interesting and something unexpected. He asks not for riches, not for victory over his enemies, but he asks for what it says, an understanding mind. In Hebrew, the literal words in Hebrew really is something more like a listening heart. He prays for wisdom, of understanding. And I think in some ways it's easy to see this as a historical or part of the history of the Jewish people and go, okay, you know, here's part of this transition. But I think if we really go deep, this may actually be a really significant text in our world today. It faces us with that question. If God came to you in a dream and asked you, "What is it you ask of me?" How would you respond? What would you ask for? I want you to try to be honest with yourself. Many of us would ask for riches, a long life, depending upon our place in life, you know, maybe children or grandchildren, a spouse, you know, something that most of the time, most of us tend to be centered on our own self, what we want. I've taught a Bible study in years past that depicts the biblical story with images. And I'll never forget the notion of sin. It depicts sin as a person standing, and it has an arrow coming out of the person, going around the person, and pointing back to the person. That in some ways it's lifting up sin as being focused on oneself. This text pushes us to think about, wait, if God asks us what we really want, how many of us would want something for the benefit of society? He doesn't ask for riches or wealth or power, but a listening heart. I want you to think for a moment. What would happen in our world today if more people ask for what Solomon asked for? What would our society look like if more people had a listening heart, a discerning mind? Part of it is it causes us to think about others, to have a listening heart, to not just go, "I know what's best," but to try to discern, wait, what is going on here? To truly listen and to have compassion and empathy for others. The story that gets lifted up that comes soon after this is the story a lot of people know about Solomon that shows his wisdom, right? That there's two women, both of them have a child, and the one child dies. So the woman whose child died goes and takes the other child and then puts the dead child with the other woman. And then there's a dispute. The women are mad, right? Wait, nope, this isn't my child, right? And there's this argument. And they argue over who's the real mother of the child that's living. In some ways, Solomon, you know, has a, I don't want to say a snap decision, but says something that seems at first kind of cruel, right? He says, "Oh, here, I got the answer. Take a sword, give me a sword, let's cut the child in half," right? And then the person who's the real mother, the one whose child is still living, says, "Oh, no, 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 no. The other person can have it." Solomon, what he asked for is that listening heart, that ability not just to sort of know, but to listen, to discern, to hear, and probably what the woman said, the pain and anguish, to say, "No, I'm willing to give up my child so that the child will live." And Solomon knows that's the mother. The child should go to her. Think about what would happen in our world today if instead of jumping to judgment, instead of jumping to going, oh, that's wrong because, you know, the other side proposed it, right? And this isn't just, we do this, right, in our politics, Republican, Democrats. We do this in our country, Americans versus others. And how often do we go, and because of the side we're not on, when somebody says something, we automatically put it down? That can't be right, right? Oftentimes we criticize people in politics, but notice what happens is we tend to criticize the people on the other side of the aisle, right? We don't think they should be able to hold office. But our people, that's a different story, right? I've said several times over the last several weeks, you hear there's a common sentiment that, throw everybody out. The reality, when we say that, what really people mean is we want to throw other people's elective officials out, but ours we want to keep, right? A discerning mind, a listening heart, has that ability to be able to look past kind of the roteness of what we're supposed to do, that party line, and go, wait a minute. What's in the best interest of everyone? Where might the truth be? I heard an interview just the other day. David Remnick, who's the editor of The New Yorker, was interviewing Hillary Clinton, and they were talking about all kinds of things, and they were talking about the Middle East, and Hillary Clinton stopped and said, okay, now wait, you got to hear me. She goes, I think Donald Trump might be right on one thing. And went on to go, one of the things he proposed, a 12 plan, something or other, she says, that might have some merit, and we shouldn't dismiss it just because it came from him. And I was like, oh, what? Wait a minute. Do I need to rewind that? Did I hear that right? How often do we dismiss things because of who says it? How often do we choose sides based on what we think? This text, I think, really challenges us to say, wait a minute, what is it that God desires? Would we be like Solomon to say, nope, it's not about me, but give me a discerning heart. Allow me to listen. Allow me to know and be able to discern. I think that notion of discernment is a skill that's lost in our society. We don't critically think anymore, but we just mimic what our party line tells us. And that can be in politics, that can be in the church, that can be in all kinds of things. How is it that we might be able to stop and step back and say, wait a minute, where is God in this? Maybe we should be more like Solomon and say, Lord, give me a listening heart. And then actually try to live by that. Because sometimes we've learned it's easy to say things, and it's much harder to live it out. What might that look like? How might our world be different if we truly sought to have a listening heart, a discerning mind? Solomon gets lifted up, and I think it would be wise for us to hear this, to try to live this out in our own life, and also think about this in light of our leaders and people we look to. We have to be careful, though, because if we know the end of the story, Solomon asked for this and is granted it, but it doesn't end well for Solomon. He kind of goes away and has all these wives and concubines, these agreements with other nations, and he's the last king of the whole of Israel, and the nation is split in half. Then we lose that focus when it becomes more about me and what I want, power, wealth, whatever. Things go astray. How do we hold on to that notion of seeking to live with a listening heart? Amen. Let us pray. Holy and wise God, you know the responsibilities we carry, the decisions we face, and the limits of our understanding. Like Solomon, we come before you aware that we do not possess all the answers. Grant us listening hearts, hearts attentive to your word, sensitive to the needs of our neighbors, and open to the guidance of your Spirit. Give us wisdom that seeks justice, compassion that serves others, and humility that trusts in your leading. When we are tempted to seek power, success, or recognition, remind us that true greatness is found in faithful service. Shape us into people who listen before speaking, discern before acting, and love before judging. We pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.